Any excited people here to talk about this issue, the issue of single-use plastic bags? So I thank you so much for taking the time to join us this afternoon. I did want to let you know that all city councilors were invited to this committee meeting for my committee, which is Parks and Recreation Committee. And so maybe we'll have some late joiners, but I did want you to know that everybody was invited and encouraged to come. Today we'll have five speakers from the Bag It Duluth campaign. This is a community coalition of more than 70 different groups and constituencies who are motivated to find solutions to decrease our use of single-use plastic bags here in the city. And so at this time, we'll invite our first speaker. Councilors, if you'd like to speak, President Cypress is operating the kind of the microphone controls. Just raise your hand to indicate that you'd like to speak. If you have a question, maybe we'll hold questions till the end if that's okay. And he'll ignite your mic. So
thank you, Councilor Westerlund. And just logistically, I think the easiest way to do it would be just indicate you're interested in speaking, and then Councilor Westerlund can recognize you and I'll hit the button.
Okay, so we'll get started. Our first speaker, as I understand it, will be Jamie Harvey, who's been coordinating the Bag It Duluth campaign. So welcome, Jamie.
Thanks so much, Councilor Westerlund and President Cypress, and for inviting us here as a campaign. We're very grateful for this opportunity. I did want to thank Sherry Williams for sharing her cheaters with me, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to speak here today. So, and they're a nice green color. But as you know, I'm Jamie Harvey, and when we kicked off this campaign in early January, we began with a proposal to our community, offering model local legislation focused on single-use carryout bags. We highlighted the reasons behind our call to action and asked Duluth whether individually and as a community we might be willing to step up and shift our thinking and act differently about the products we use and how we link these to the many values we share as Duluthians and our clear desire for a healthy and vibrant and resilient community. Our community invested passion and energy in building recognition for Duluth as an outdoor city, showcasing our incredible landscapes and our clear waters. A city with 7 designated trout streams, a 7-mile-long beach, within city limits, no less. We see ourselves as leaders, an award-winning city that leads a state and country and cares deeply about our children and future generations. As good Minnesotans, we are prudent and use our financial and natural resources wisely. And beneath this all, there's a certain magical appreciation, this sort of unspoken feeling about the sacred beauty and connection we feel to this place we call home. Our proposal connects these values, but it's no longer that new or leading, and it's actually based on the wisdom of more than 160 cities, including Washington, D.C., Chicago, Minneapolis, the states of California and Hawaii, and many other countries, all of which continue to function socially and economically. Ask anyone that has the fortune to have visited these locations whether reusable bags has been an issue for them. Yesterday, Councillor Hobbs let me know that he believed he'd read that 44% of the American public is now covered by some local legislation around single-use bags. What we are proposing is consistent with our own WLSSD Solid Waste Management Plan and WMPCA recommendations to the legislature, which calls on Minnesota to shift our solid waste emphasis from recycling to reduction and reuse. It builds on years of Duluth City Council environmentally focused resolutions, beginning with our sustainability principles passed by our Environmental Advisory Council 25 years ago. As a reminder, our proposal aims to shift behavior by leveling the playing field for all retailers. Overall, it's geared at promoting reusable carryout bags and environmentally preferable to-go and grocery containers. As it relates to bag, it applies only to single-use disposable bags. It achieves our goals in these ways. First, because of the serious and long-term impacts of plastic pollution, it calls for a phase-out of single-use plastic carry-out bags. Secondly, it calls for a minimum charge on single-use paper bags to cover retailer costs, and to cover retailer costs, we have suggested 5 cents. This is because paper has its own environmental footprint and because across the country, a minimum charge increases bag reuse rates up to 80 or 90%. And thirdly, it includes exemptions to this minimum charge for those on public assistance. And importantly, when passed, we are proposing that it would come into effect after 1 year. This allows Duluth as a community to get out, get ready, and help each other out, because that's what we do. In our 4 months of conversations with our city, this is what we have learned. First, many, many businesses have quietly said to us, this is the right thing to do. I fully support it. It will help us cover our costs, and I will remain perfectly neutral publicly, lest we upset any customers. But bring it on. Secondly, we have learned that some diligent homeowners reuse the single-use bags as bin liners. And while we applaud this wise reuse and downcycling, the average family brings home approximately 1,400 single-use bags per year, meaning these families would have to use approximately 4 single-use bags per day to make up for the overwhelming supply they bring home from the store. Or we have also heard that some believe our city needs more education on waste management. Yet, in the context of global climate change, a $600,000 per year WLSSD education budget, and that the Great Lakes are filling with more than 20 million pounds of plastic annually, how much more education do we need, and how much longer must we wait? Fifth, we are also hearing that the 5-cent charge is not nearly enough to change behavior, and that it should be higher, including from a self-described low-income individual from Superior. And finally, that an average grocery store in Duluth goes through approximately 1.5 million bags per year, costing the store about $60,000 annually. With this amount of money, this one store could purchase one reusable bag for almost every single citizen in Duluth. So, what we are finding is that, unlike many issues, this is actually not about money, nor that what we are proposing is a solution in need of a problem. Rather, we are discovering a quiet acknowledgement that what we have is an issue that we can actually all do something about. What may be hard is that this is not about pointing fingers at anyone, but rather relearning how we hold hands and come together as a community and act and think differently. And while we can't ignore the fact that there are some retailers that are contributing to lobbying efforts that would preempt our ability and the ability of any city in Minnesota to decide what is best for their citizens, we are asking you to be bold and show that Duluth can and wants to act. In closing, the speakers that will follow, the community of sports physically behind me, the hundreds that have added their names, and the 70 more organizations representing Duluth educators, Duluth businesses, Duluth community organizations, Duluth outdoor groups, and Duluth communities of faith are here to ask you, our city council, to act for the love of place. We are willing to act and think differently. We have had 4 months of conversation with our city and are now asking you to co-sponsor legislation for Duluth, for our common home that we love. Thank you.
Great.